It's now time for tonight's postgame coaches show presented by Bearings. And coach, when we talked earlier today, one of the areas that you were emphasizing was on the boards. And tonight, I can't recall a more lopsided advantage for Davidson in a while. 47-29, and you look at the offensive rebounds, 16 that turned into 27 points.
Significant because Vanderbilt has out-rebounded their opponents all year long. And as I may have mentioned earlier in the pregame show, 41-30. They were out-rebounding their opponents by 11. And we come in here tonight and get 16 off the glass on the offensive end and 47-29 overall. Quite a statement about the toughness and the effort our guys made tonight.
Now you look at Scottie Pippen Jr., finishes with 24. He had 21 in the second half when this game was really out of reach. I want to talk about the defense of Kellen Grady early in this game on Pippen, who held him to three at the break and also had a big offensive game, did Kellen?
You know, Kellen has taken it upon his shoulders to impact the game in more ways than just scoring, whether it's handling the ball or whether it's being a defender or a rebounder, whatever the role that he can play to help this team and make sure his senior year is a cherished memory for him and for his teammates and for his fellow seniors, he's taken that on his shoulders. And you look at his line tonight, 19 points, 5 rebounds, and then, of course, the terrific defense for so much of the night. And Scottie Pippen's a heck of a player, and he made some tough shots. And, you know, many times a guy's hand was in the face, and Kellen, I thought, did a superb, absolutely superb job defensively.
Coach, what about Lee and his role right now? We talk a lot during the game about he seems to be so aware of game situation when he catches the ball in traffic or what defender is coming. Where is he at in his development right now, his role?
He's just getting better and better. And you see the way he makes those threes, it's almost as if and when he misses, you're surprised. Mm-hmm. He got to the foul line. He got some very, very big rebounds tonight. And I think he and Carter and Kellen are a sensational combination of guards for us. And you look at the stat line, 23-22-19, that's a I don't know when the last time we had three guards putting together a 64-point night.
And then, Coach, you also talk a lot about in your program about guys who, to get them going offensively, if things are going slow for them offensively, find other ways to contribute defensively, rebounding, passing the ball. Mike Jones tonight seemed like he did that.
Mike had that terrific plus-minus up at Rhode Island. I think he was plus 21 when his time was on the court. And Mike was sensational with his cuts, opportunistic rebounds. I mean, he executed so efficiently, and that's what he does. He's not a guy that we're going to call plays for. He's not a guy that an opponent's going to isolate because they think they got a duck out there. He's proving that he can defend. More importantly, he's proven he can play a lot of different roles for us and was very instrumental tonight. But, you know, you mentioned Michael and Bates and Nelson, they give us such movement of the ball. The ball really pops around. And I think that's a big reason why Carter, Kellen, and Lee had such good nights is because the bigs coming off the bench, Bates and Nelson, historically you're going to think, well, they're just ball screeners or they're just screeners. Yeah, they screen, but they move the ball around. And with the cutting that our guys do and with the inside-out attack that we have, that was sensational. And I also think that the defense played by our other two bigs, Sam and Luca, I mean, yes, Kellen did a great job on Scottie Pippen, but he used a lot of ball screens tonight. I bet you in a 40-minute game, I bet you he used 40 ball screens. And Sam and Luca were there in position every possession.
I want to talk about Nelson again for a moment, Coach, because we talk about guys embracing their roles. And I noticed from here, even with a two-minute burst in the game coming off, how excited he was to bring energy into that game, even in a short window of work.
6 rebounds in 9 minutes. 6. And, you know, he added an assist, handled the ball against pressure, knows where to be. Boy, oh boy, just what a gift to have these guys.
Back to the rebounder for a minute, Coach. What specifically, I mean, obviously the rebounds are you know, 47, 29, 16 on the offensive board. What did the guys do well to get those tonight?
Well, credit our assistant coaches who divide up every practice into two ends, guards and bigs, and in credit our managers. Our managers carry around these dummies, these blocking dummies. And shot goes up by the coach. Managers charge in with the blocking dummies and just whack our players. And our players have to resist that whack coming at them. They have to show resistance. And if watching the way that Lee, Kellen, Carter, Grant, Michael, as well as the bigs, watching the way they just resisted the flesh-to-flesh contact, and that's such a critical part of our development right now, flesh-to-flesh contact. And for many, many years, that's been one of the standard fundamental keys of our program, setting screens, boxing out, getting on the floor, but the flesh-to-flesh contact. And you know, if you got a moment, the story came to me back in maybe 1991. I'm at North Harbor Cafe having lunch with Sandy Carnegie Jr., one of our former football players, alums, and Sandy and I are talking about flesh-to-flesh contact, and I asked him about football, and you know, what used to drive you crazy in football? He says, I could hit blocking dummies, and I could actually hit a telephone pole, but when I had to hit flesh, it really hurt. And it got me thinking at, we got to hit flesh. It hurts, and that's why there's such resistance to it. But it all goes back to that conversation in 91 with Sandy Carnegie about hitting flesh.
And Coach, what will you take most from where this team is right now into this Christmas break?
Well, we're getting better. We're a team. We're very united. I think putting back-to-back games together has been elusive for our program in the last couple of years. And sometimes we become almost celebratory after a play or celebratory after a great victory. We said after the Rhode Island victory, we took something from Newt Rockne, tighten your helmet straps. After victory, tighten your helmet straps. And, of course, he got that from World War II and the Greatest Generation. So we really have told our guys, look, we can't celebrate. We got to be the team that really comes to play every night.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time. Congratulations on this win. Merry Christmas to you, your family, entire program. I'm sure you have something to share here as well.
Sure, I do. You know, this has been such a difficult year for the country, for the world, and we take a pause to celebrate Christmas. Well, we've really taken a pause for the entire year. But this pause that we're taking for Christmas is a little different. And one of my favorite Christmas carols, Christmas songs, was sung so well by Johnny Mathis, When a Child is Born. And it goes like this: a ray of hope flickers in the sky, a tiny star lights up way up high, all across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. Black, white, yellow, no one knows, but a child that will grow up and turn tears to laughter, hate to love, war to peace, and everyone to everyone's neighbor, and misery and suffering will be words to be forgotten forever. Merry Christmas to all of our Wildcat fans.
Coach, thank you so much. Something everybody needs to hear. That was head coach Bob McKillop. His comments tonight presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.